so cold right now. You know what? Stay in the bear reserves down off
where the bears are.
Yeah, we. It's like 19, 20 miles from the store when we stay.
Oh.
We out there with God and the bears.
Oh.
But the bears are feeding real bad right now.
Out in the wilderness. Yeah, I heard that they closed a bunch of trails because the bears are on the acorns and everything.
Yeah, they are. It's not healthy to have your family there.
Yeah, that's dangerous.
It'd be different, but I'm not.
You have a tent out there that you sleep in, though?
I have two tents.
Yeah.
But it's too cold. So we're having to sleep in the.
Nice.
I have a joint disorder. The dog was diseased.
Oh, you got attacked by a pit bull.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, I'm on a new type of RA medicine, though, but I can't go back to the doctor. I don't have the money. And I've had, my joints, my knuckles. They put bone out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
In there to put that back, but the nerve from here was torn from my body.
Yeah.
It controlled my motor function.
Well, I travel and I preach the gospel. That's the best thing I can share with you.
Yeah.
I tell people to look after and follow Jesus Christ, not the church systems.
Two kingdoms.
And the word of God. Yeah, two kingdoms. The kingdom of God and then the kingdom of Satan. We're walking through this kingdom of Satan. And the world is getting darker. And the hope is that we seek after Christ and his death, burial, resurrection, what he's done for us. If we place our faith in him and we repent and set our minds on things above, God promises a new heart, a new mind. And he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and
all
his
things.
Righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Amen. What's your first name?
My name is Brian.
Brian, I'm James.
Nice to meet you, sir.
You got my info on there. If I could ever encourage you deeper, you're not hungry or anything? You got food?
Yeah, we got a little bit.
Okay.
We're out of stamps, but we're okay.
Okay.
We got a little fuel. We'll
okay.
Oh, thank you for asking.
But let me know how I can encourage you if you want encouragement.
A word of the Lord is good. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God and he's God.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The three in one.
That's right.
Jesus said, you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
See, I believe that there's a great pouring out of God's Spirit upon these end times right now, on the righteous as well as the unrighteous. And the world's being watered and crops grow on the righteous as well as the unrighteous.
It does, yep. The rain and the sun
right
comes
now,
out
when
righteous.
When the lion lay down with the lamb, I believe that we're in a period of grace between 6,600 years and 7,000 years of written history in the Word.
And it's coming to an end.
Yes. Absolutely.
And the wrath and judgment of God is coming to America and the world.
In this community, I was raised devout Pentecostal. But as I grew, I wanted to, God placed it in my heart, like 11 years of age, to be a witness and testimony to people of other faiths, faith-based belief systems.
Yeah.
And I asked God, how can I do this? I need to know what they know to understand. And I spent my life studying God. I wanted to go to seminary, and I didn't. I made so many mistakes.
I'm glad you didn't, though. Those are man-made organizations. God didn't ordain those places.
No, I was ordained by God. I preached before hundreds and hundreds. I was in the penitentiary almost 20 years, but long before that, I can't tell you when I received Jesus. I just know he was my Savior.
Yeah.
From an early age, my people... Mostly my family are saved, and my missus here of 11 years, who's not my wife, won't marry me, but shall soon, because I had a great word from the Lord a couple of days ago in my future, where they told me that if I didn't respond to treatment in 2 years or less, I'd be dead. That was last June 10th. I've lost about 70 pounds. But now, all of a sudden, my immune system is better. This RA medicine is for two types of crippling arthritis, and it was given as a gift, as a sample, and it's a miracle.
Yeah.
And
you're doing better now.
Yeah, and I'm. It makes you sickly, but then it's better. But everything between you and God, it meant to share between you and God and everybody all the time. It's in witness and testimony. He'll call it up to your remembrance. But this was important to me. I know you're busy spreading the word, but
I travel and I street preach all over America.
He wants me to, I believe, go and retrain. I've been asking myself, how can I retrain where I can be of use? I'm almost 60, and what's left, I'll go, Lord.
Yeah.
If you gird up my loins and strengthen me.
Yeah.
And I prayed the prayer of Jabez, and it was like What about all those babies, all those beautiful hot Latin babies? What about all those Ukrainian babies? What about all the babies of the world in the war zone? And I thought, and I have a great friend as my senior pastor who's been in the missionary field, and he's back in North America and has sent word to our church Sunday. And if I ask him, I believe they would sponsor and send me in the mission field, retrain me. It'd give me something to do.
Can I offer something to you? Whatever God calls you to do, we already know what Jesus called us to do. He said three main things. He said a lot of things, but three main things. He said, go preach the gospel.
Yeah.
That's the gospel that I shared with you. By his death, burial, and resurrection, we must repent and come out of the world and come out of the false church systems. God sees a willing vessel. You'll get a new heart, a new mind. You'll be born again. When you're born again, you desire holiness and obedience, not the world, not your flesh. You battle, you fight, and then you have to endure in the faith. He said, preach that gospel. He said, make disciples. That means teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. And what I'd offer to you is to really test yourself, test your religious systems. I don't know of a place in America that really preaches the biblical gospel and is making biblical disciples. Most all of them are compromised. They're merged with the world. They love the world. They love TV. They love politics. They love entertainment. They love pride. They love vanity. They love serving themselves, not God. So when you ask what you can do, I would encourage you, get in the Word of God, understand the biblical gospel, understand it in comparison to your life and your house, get your life and your house in order biblically, then ask God, what would you have me do in that way to go and preach the gospel? And that's what I would encourage you to do today. That's what my website encourages you to do.
Okay.
You got my contact info on there if I can help you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, let me know.
I hear that. It gives me good direction.
Yeah, I would challenge you, if you go to a religious system today, test it to the Word of God. And most, I don't know.
I don't know if you'll work everywhere else. I've often asked why not here in where we're at home.
America's the most lost country in the world.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to other countries,
you know,
but America doesn't know the gospel.
You know, they encourage freedom of religion, and I'm okay with that in your constitutional rights.
Yeah, they
spiritually you lost going to hell.
Yeah, they encourage religious freedom, which includes worshiping Satan, worshiping Baal,
it's
worshiping New Age.
This Unichurch, the people are nice and all, but, you know, God's going to spew them out. I know you're not. They are worldly.
Yeah, you got to come out from the world. If they're keeping, like, pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, if they live, act, dress like the world, they're not God's true people. The churches have been set up by Satan to deceive people with a false Christianity. So my website, my website encourages you how to test. Contact me. I'd love to encourage you more.
Okay.
I hope everything goes well with you. I'll pray for you.
Thank you.
We love you.
God
be praised.
Love you too,
bye-bye. God be praised.